Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, listeners. Hey, this is Parenting is a Joke. I'm your pal, Ophira Eisenberg. We're trying a new thing on the weekend. It's a quick game you could listen to as you shuffle your kid to a birthday party where they will encounter a new virus or marvel at the price of a squash at a farmer's market. Or sneak your AirPods in as you watch your kid play an outdoor ball sport. So we used to play silly games on our show with all of our guests, and we're thinking of bringing it back. So this is personally one of my favorites, and we thought it paired well with our full Tuesday episode this week with Sabrina and Andy from Pop Culture Moms. So here's a game I played with Daily Show correspondent Jordan Klepper. It's called Real or Fake Kids TV Shows. Let's see how you do. And do me a favor, let me know if you're into this bonus content as extra treats we put into our feed. It's a bit of an experiment. We're giving you more, the most we can. So DM me at Ophira E or email info@prettygoodfriends.com. Feel free to say, no, we have had enough. Or you can also say, pile it on, man. I'm hungry. We really want to know. Enjoy. So just because we're talking about kids programming, you work in television, I want to just do a quick true or false game with you.
Ooh.
I am just going to give you the description of a kid show, and you are just going to tell me if this is a real show.
Oh, no.
Or okay. If it's just something we wrote.
I love it. Okay, okay. I'm excited.
Okay, here's the first one. It's called Stupid. King Stupid rules over the whole world and forces humans to do his bidding. His butler is named Goober. And there is also a little boy, David, whose finger is possessed by the devil. And David pokes people into submission.
I'm going to say, but trust me, this could get two seasons on Netflix for sure. I'm going to say this is a fake show, only because I think it's just over the line triggering-wise to call something stupid for a kid's show. That's never going to get past the third level of woke, which I'm okay with. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with the third level of woke, but I'm going to say not a show.
Okay. Here's the deal. You're familiar with the BBC, aren't you?
I love the BBC.
Yeah, it's real. It was 2004. It was a 2004 kid show. It lasted 20 episodes.
Wow.
On the stupid BBC.
20 episodes on the BBC is like, that's like Cheers in America.
All right. How about But Ugly Martians? Four But Ugly Martians land on Earth with a mission to take over the planet. But instead, they fall in love with American culture and decide to stay and hang out. But they must avoid the evil Emperor Bog.
But Ugly Martians is the title? I'm going to say real. I'm going to say it's an Israeli show that Hulu picked up and remade.
It is real.
Yes.
It is also British.
2001. I love that they're just going stupid and then butt ugly. I mean, fantastic.
I bet it's all James Corden back in the day. He books everything. He booked four parts on this British show. Wow.
How is that possible? All right. This one's called Stinky Annie. Annie is the smelliest kid in her class. In each episode, she attempts to build or create a scientific solution to her problem, but they always go bust. Stinky Annie's best friend is a three-year-old who lives down the street called No Nose Pete. So there's some STEM, there's a little STEM.
But anti-STEM. I feel like we're creating a narrative about a girl who's not good at science.
That is true. Oh.
Okay, but maybe this is the British. They don't care. They go right for the jugular. I like the setup here. But I'm going to say fake show, partially because you're a pro at these games and you can't go three real ones in a row. That would just be, as far as a running order goes, that's an incorrect running order. So I'm going to say fake show.
Unbelievable seeing through the joke structure. You are correct. That is fake. That is fake. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I loved Peanuts as a kid.
Yeah.
And I watch Peanuts with my son now and he likes it. He didn't like it at first. There's a lot of existentialism.
Yeah.
Peanuts. But now he really likes it. But in the classic ones, there's Pigpen. And yeah. It's just, I'm always like, why? How? Is that okay? What's going on?
Have we opened that one up yet? has Mindy Kaling done a spinoff about this yet? I'm pro Pigpen, and I'm also going to sell that spinoff to Hulu right now.
Well, Stinky Annie's fake, so you're free to take that premise and do with it what you will. All right, I got a couple more for you. Yep. How about Kissy Fur? Kissy Fur is a circus bear whose mom died tragically in an accident. Now it's just him and his dad in a traveling abusive circus until their carriage derails and they escape. Father and son are on the run in this animated series.
Oh. I'm going to say real because I like this world building. Carnies, good for animation.
Yep. You're right. That is real. It was on NBC, but, you know, so many kids' tales, especially Disney, as we always make fun of, start with at least one dead parent.
Wit wants to watch movies,
yeah.
And everyone we start off, it's a cliche, but I'm like, oh, no, it's very disturbing. We started Ratatouille, and there's, like, a gun that gets pulled out in the first 2 minutes. It's like, and he freaked out. The one win we've had is Wall-E.
Really?
Wally, because it was a robot, I was like, oh, he liked robots? I was like, do you want to see
the darkest
Wally?
Tale of all time.
Wit's got some ennui going on. That's what we're trying to give him.
Okay. That's amazing.
We also, I was like, maybe we go old school Disney. We tried the Jungle Book, but that's all kinds of problematic and
yep.
dark and weird.
Oh, yeah, we tried Fantasia until there is a scene done in shadows where Mickey beats the shit out of a broom and bucket that is like more terrifying. And it's with the orchestra, that music that is just going, rah! Like it's.
I know, it's a child gives you new eyes that you see the world that you have been birthed into. You're like, I've been watching violence nonstop. We love Despicable Men. We saw Laura and I went and saw the Minions movie before we had a child on opening night. We're the only adults with no kids there. We love the Minions. They're so funny. We're like, we'll show our kid the Minions. I'm like, oh, right, the Minions are just insane, violent, dumb creatures that like he's
they're
like
minions.
Why are they constantly
they're actually
hitting?
Minions.
they're evil creatures who get their way through violence. So you're like, oh, right. Oh, that's the inherent comedy here. Maybe let's put Singing in the Rain back on.
Hey, fam. I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.